views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. We are talking about mega stuff. And today we're talking about what does it mean to celebrate with the angels. You can have your own angel party, and it's going to be just fine. Sue Storm is the Angel Lady. She joins us here, as we have always done since day one. And she has been on radio, television, you name it. But mostly, you know her as the Angel Lady. And that means that she has done something regarding angels that no one really has done. First of all, she knows all their names. Secondly, she knows who has been assigned to each of us. And then lastly, it is about hearing the angel messages. And what are they about? What are these messages about? Sue, great to have you. Tell us about the show today and what we're getting fired up to talk about.
Okay, we're talking about angels and celebrating with your angels. It's a holiday. It's the birthday of the United States of America. It's fun to celebrate. They love to have fun. They love to be there for you, help you if you're preparing food or if you're traveling or, Susan is the angel of travel and Archangel Michael keeps you safe. And so just the experience of celebrating with the angels and allowing them to be a part of your life. Take them with you on a vacation. Take them with you to the fireworks. Let them enjoy with you. So that's what this is all about, welcoming the angels and letting them be by your side, whatever. But good things are wonderful, and miracles can happen.
Well, this comes on the, let's just say, day before what some people are calling one of the most powerful eclipses that we've had. And that eclipse happening tomorrow. And so a couple of things we want to share about that. But it's one of a series of these that are happening. And so for July, what we have is we have this solar eclipse, right? That is, we got a couple of things going on. But here's what's going on, Sue, as we look at July 2nd. July 2nd is this new moon, first of all. We're talking about a new moon. Then we're talking about July 2nd, which is at 10 degrees Cancer. It is a total. Benny, what did you say? Total eclipse of the heart?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best songs of all time.
One of the best songs. It is exactly like that. Do you know why, Benny? Because it is Cancer. It's a total solar eclipse, right? And it is all about a refreshing optimism. It is all about positive influences, believe it or not, from Uranus and also Gemini. And when we think about bringing all of this together in the conversation, we have to take a look at the energy of this, because there is energy. And so that is for us today, looking at your energy, getting you some angel first aid right here, upfront and personal. And if you do not know who your angels are, you're going to get them. So what we'd like to do is there are three ways that you can chat with us. One is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And what you can do with that is call in. Benny will get the phone. Get your question ready if you have one. If you don't have a question and you want to know who your angels are, we'll be able to give you that. If you have a loved one, or if you have a child, or if you have somebody that you want to find out who their angels are, you can do that too. But most importantly, if you're like us, you're thinking, man, I'm feeling some energy. Man, something going on. But why aren't we celebrating, Sue? Did I lose Sue?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she said something about Benny. Did I miss somebody?
No. In fact, I don't know what happened there. I think we lost Pat. So let's try Pat again.
Oh, okay. Because
really
the last
sure.
word I heard her say was Benny. Yeah. So I'm here.
Okay. I think. See, this is how we do it, folks. This is how we're going live. And Pat is back.
Yeah, I hung up because I thought it was me. Is everybody here?
We're all
here,
Pat.
All right. So, Sue, tell us about the celebration and why it's so important to be kicking it up right now.
Okay, because this is, like you said, the eclipse. This is a good time to go forward in life. This is the energies are good. The atmospheric energies are good. The solar energies are good, you know. This is it. If you want your life to move forward, your angels are there to guide you, but this is the right time. And look how it's all coming together, Dr. Pat. The day that we changed our show, you know, we used to do Magnificent Monday, so we have a Magnificent Monday again, and an eclipse, and a full moon, and a celebration. What else could we have? It's all together.
Well, I'll tell you what else you got. You got Mercury going into retrograde, right?
Oh.
And so, but that's what we had, right? So we had this first shadow phase of Mercury entering retrograde, right? So we had that going on. But it's a different retrograde, and it's a different Mercury in retrograde. One of the things we don't realize is that we are under the influence right now of Jupiter coming home to Sagittarius. And that is for the entire year. So we have through November about this. So when we think about these energies as they come together and planets move, they have energetic life force. They are a reflection of the energies of the universe. We happen to call it astrology or whatever you want to call it, but it's energy. And so this retrograde phase of Mercury, right? And as we're looking at it and its effect on Cancer, it comes on the heels of the eclipse. So for many people, Sue, it gets a little bit confusing because we're not really talking about whether or not we know astrology. People are, like you said, they're at this place where they're thinking, what do I do? Some astrologers, especially Wonder Girl Astrology, says that this is your soul's last chance to survive. And new moon, solar eclipse in Cancer. And she's got a very interesting way of doing this and looking at it. And basically what we're talking about, we're not talking about the end of your soul. I don't think that's it at all. That's not what she's saying. What she's saying is that, you know, this new moon and solar eclipse will do something with the events of our lives. And sometimes they operate outside of us, and sometimes they may be operating inside of us. And I think that's the key, Sue. When we're talking about angels, it's not always an outside job.
I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm learning from you, too.
So how do the angels help us calm what's going on inside of us? And then when we come back from break, we got people waiting to talk to you. But tell us about this angel celebration, that no matter where the signs are, what they tell us the signs say, they will pale compared to angel power.
Right. So Blake, B-L-A-K-E, and that's a female angel. She's the angel of comfort. And that's really what you want. You want comfort. And you want ease. You want to glide through all these things with ease and bring in your prosperity with ease. So talk to Blake and see if we can make that happen. And Robert's the angel of balance. We need to stay in balance even if we're celebrating. So your angels are there. I'm really excited.
Well, this is what we're talking about with this new moon. This is about, and you know, Cancer. Oh, Bubba. Oh, look out. This be about emotions. Emotions. This is about how we get our emotional needs met once and for all. How we move beyond old patterns of karma, trauma, abuse that have been with us for a long time. This is like my mom used to say, you know what, or get off the pot. That expression. But how do we do it with angelic grace? Let's take a short break. We're going to go right to the phones. 1-800-930-2819. All right. We'll be right back.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Falling apart. nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
Benny, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Wow. Look, I want to just talk to everybody about what it is we can bring into our lives. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here. And Benny, we're going to go to the phone lines. But before we do, Sue, would you please tell folks how they can find out more about you? And then Mr. Benny is going to orchestrate our folks.
Absolutely. So you can go to the website, theangellady.net, www.theangellady.net. My 800 number for a consultation that's going to jumpstart your life or get you wherever you want to go quickly, win with ease, is 800-323-1790. And there's three books on the website, Angel First Aid. And that's what we do. We do angel first aid, and we just make things happen. That's what the angels do, Dr. Pat. They make things happen, and I love that.
Well, and tell everybody about what happens when they call in.
Oh, sure. You mean for a session? What?
For today. No, for today, for the show. For the show.
To the show?
Yeah, because folks are lined up to call in.
I got it. It clicked in. I was up with the angels. It clicked in. So when you call into the show, you can get the names of your three angels. Everyone has three angels that have been with them their entire life that are there for their life's purpose. So you can get the names of yours so you understand your life's purpose a little bit better, and then you can ask a question. And in your question, be very specific. So don't say, tell me about my career, tell me about my life. Give me something very specific so I can ask the angels the question, and they'll answer it right on. They always do.
All right. And just in case you don't have their names, remember to get those. Mr. Benny, who do we want first?
Yep. Let's start out with Linda calling in from Issaquah. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Love your show, always.
Thanks,
and,
Linda.
I have your book, Angel First Aid, Miss Storm. I love it, and I'm calling to ask, who is my archangel that I can talk to?
Oh, sure. Okay, and I'm so glad you've got the book. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, but you also have two guardian angels. One is Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, and Serena is the angel of nurturing children, just a perfect angel for you. They tell me you've got a big, warm heart. And your other money angel is Jeremiah, angel of financial security. So you're in very good shape.
Well, I'm starting my next chapter of my life. I'm going to be, as they say, in the retirement mode, but I'm not so sure I want to do that. I like being out in the work field.
You know,
but that was
my
question.
This. Do something that, even if you retire from your position that you're in or what you're doing, do something that you love. And if you call, we have a Dr. Pat special where you get 2 half hours to the price of one. And if you do that, we can set up what should you be doing? What is your life's purpose? And where are you going now? Because I feel like it's very exciting and maybe something you haven't even thought of yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I certainly will get your other book.
Well, let me ask a question. What is the message we have here? What's a message for her today, Sue?
Love. Just more love coming, more from your angels, more from, I don't know. I just feel lots of love coming your way.
All right. Well, that's always wonderful.
And I'll tell you something very interesting. The frequency of love and the frequency of money is very close. So the more love you can generate, the more money is coming your way, too. How about that one?
Yes, ma'am. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you to you for a wonderful show.
Thank you. All right. Uh-huh. Mr. Benny, who do we have? Boy, I love our listeners. Amazing.
Yep. We'll take
totally
Julie.
Amazing.
We'll take Julie now, calling in from Florida. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi,
Julie.
Hi. I have a question. I already know my three angels, but I have a question. I went and looked at a house this morning, and I just wanted to know whether I should move into this one or not. I was all excited until they told me all the fees and to get in and everything, and I was like, crap, what am I going to do? And then it only has one bathroom.
What? It only has one bathroom? Did I hear that? No?
Yeah. It's a two-bedroom, one bath, but it's so cute and adorable, and it has an upstairs where you could use a bedroom up there, too, but it only had one bathroom, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But the house,
that's
like, when I left, I was like, oh, my God, I love this. I was so excited. My body was excited. I was fine until I just went to fill out paperwork, and then she told me an extra fee on top for a pet fee. You know, I have to pay a non-refundable pet deposit and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my body just like,
you know, I think call me after the show and ask me that question again, and I'll discuss it with you. But it feels like the one bathroom is the thing that's going to not be good for you. That's difficult. It's not something you can fix. Like, you can take it down and make it a bedroom, but you can't really change that. And my face is kind of scrunched up, so I'm saying they're trying to tell me, no, there's something better.
Okay. What about, is there a message for me that they want to tell me?
Well, on the house, keep looking. You haven't found the right one, but don't give up. Keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, just open your heart, because more is coming to you. You know, ask for angel blessings. You have tons of blessings up there, and you haven't tapped into them. Tap into your blessings.
Okay. Yeah, I have a message for you, too, and let's do this right now. One of the things that happens sometimes is things will show up in our lives. As a matter of fact, I had a scare myself last week. And I realize how easy it might be without doing what I know I need to do to keep myself emotionally, spiritually intact, to go and be afraid, right? I know how easy it is to get to that place, right? I had a really weird knee thing happen to me last week. And so my mind went back almost like to 2004. Where I went to this place of fear around it, right? Because that's how the subconscious mind works. So for you, what I want to say about this is these prices and these costs and these, let's just call them objections, right? They have only to do with this one event. And so it's really important that you're mindful about clearing that fear energy out, you see? So even though this is not the right house to you, you want to bless it and pass it on to somebody else. But having that fear energy around it, you don't want to carry that in to your search. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I agree. Awesome. Like, knowing it was the one. And I went there at 9 o'clock this morning. I was like, oh my God, this is the house that is less expensive too than any house I've looked at. It's like in the perfect price range. And then I was like, oh, I got to try to come up with all these deposits and stuff. And then when I went in there and I was filling out paperwork, she told me it's a $250 non-refundable pet fee. Like, my stomach sunk, which most people do have that fee, but I still wasn't expecting that.
Right. So here's what I want to say to you about it. And this is really helpful to me. It's when I really want something, right? I mean, I really like, oh my God, this is the one, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's a house, definitely it has, I'm really bad at that. I'm really bad at this is the one in relationships, because if I go to this is the one in a relationship, I totally know it's not it. Now I know that.
Yeah.
But if this is really the one, what would it take for you to see how right this is for you? Do you understand the question? If this is the one, what would it take for you to see how right this is for you?
Right.
And here's what I mean about that. I mean, if the price is right, are all these things, the realtor, I'm assuming, are all these things that are being laid out on front, are they showstoppers? Do you know what your line is that you will cross where you say, yep, that is the one that, okay, that is going to absolutely take this deal off the table. Do you know that part about yourself?
Yeah, I think so. Like before, I wasn't even going to look at it because it has one bathroom. But I'm like, when I grew up, we had seven of us and we had one bathroom and we were able to make it.
Yep.
And then I checked on the electric bill and the electric bill was average $185 a month. I'm like, holy crap, that's expensive, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, someone ran a daycare in it before that lived in it before me.
Yep.
And that would make the electric bill higher. I'm like, but still, I was like, oh my God, I can't do an electric bill that
I want to interject something
here. There you go. Go ahead, Sue.
No, I was just going to say, if it's all going to fall into place, it's all going to fall into place. And
thank
it sounds
you.
Like there's a little thing here and a little thing there and a little thing there. So it's not falling into place. So try again. Find another one. Try again.
Okay.
And see if it doesn't happen with ease. Easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And what I'm saying is, for the next one, know what's not negotiable before you even go into it so you're not surprised. Because it looks like, it sounds like you got blinsided. So now you're, these are your training wheels, let's say. So what Sue is saying is there's a reason that this showed up for you, and maybe it's for the next one. So you're not blindsided. Yeah. So you have all of these questions, and you're not going to be like, what? Right?
Yeah. Most places are going to charge a pet fee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just didn't
totally.
See it on this. When I went and looked at it, I didn't see it on the website. And I was that was great.
Yeah, my friend got charged $1,000 non-refundable pet fee.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was just like, wait
a minute.
Well, I was like, seriously, that is inhumane to have that in Seattle. Everybody's got a pet. Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Hey, everybody. I love that. We're going to take a short break and then we're right back at the phones, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome back. We're going to the phones here in 1 second. Sue, let's have folks get some information about you and tell them what you have for them today.
All right. So the website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And the 800 number for your consultation or to buy a copy of the books or just to check in is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And the Dr. Pat special that seems to be the one that everybody likes the best is you pay for one half hour and you get the second half hour free. So basically, you're getting a half-price hour, and an hour of my time is probably priceless. Would you say that, Dr. Pat?
Well, I think everybody says that, Sue.
Yeah, it's true. They really do. And so it's definitely a good value. And then you can move forward as quickly as we can. We'll find out where your blocks are. We'll find out why things aren't going well. And then we'll just step by step move you forward with ease. Your angels say life is easy. We just haven't learned how to live it. So call up. We'll jumpstart your life and move you forward.
Well, this is really kind of cool because, look, Sue, I was referencing the fact that we're talking about Mercury in retrograde and an eclipse. What I also need to mention, because I just got a text from one of our fabulous listeners that says, Pat, please remember that Jupiter has been in retrograde. And so let me just say what that means. It is amazing because when Jupiter goes into retrograde, it is not the same as Mercury. But Jupiter itself came out of the gate firing away at the most expansive, mind-bending experience you can even imagine. That's what happened with Jupiter. And so when it went into retrograde, here's what it is. And it'll stay in retrograde with Mercury a little bit longer than Mercury comes out. But here's why it's important. This is the time to reflect. This is the time to step back and think. We already have seen the energy of Mercury and where it's going and the planets it's conjunct in, certainly on the political front with Iran. But Jupiter in retrograde is a good thing. But here's what it's going to mean. And that's why today's show is so important for everybody. What it means is exactly what I said. You are going to get some time to think. And because you're thinking, you may decide to make major shifts. I just did. I just made a major shift with my technical team and the programming we're doing. Just made a major shift. And most of the time, people, Sue, would say to you, why? Well, here's why. This is not the time to settle. Not Mercury in retrograde, not Jupiter in retrograde. This eclipse and the energy right now and the planets that are conjunct, all of this is like my mama said. She said to us girls, I'm going to tell you one thing. She was from the South. She's from the South. My mom is rolling over a grave right now. She's from the South. She's like, what is happening? Here's the thing. She said, honey, I got to tell you one thing. There's just one lesson in life. Either you know what or get off the pot. See what I'm saying? Let's go to the phones.
We'll take Nels calling in from Seattle. Hey, Nels.
Nels.
Hello. This is a surprise for Sue. I simply wanted to call in and say I've been working with Sue and I'm at a three-year show a year ago in May. And it has certainly transformed my life to where I am making more money. I've never been this happy before. I've lost 30-plus pounds. My life is going in a direction, and I'm 58 years old, and there's a person coming in my life where I'm going to start a new family where I've never had a family before. And with working with Sue almost on a weekly basis, I've been able to do this with the angel guidance. So there it is.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how important calling is because we never hear from people, right? But how wonderful does that feel for you, Nels? Tell me how that feels.
It's extraordinary. The fact is that 3 years ago, next month, I actually died from heart attack caused by a 5 or 6 inch diameter adrenal gland that was diagnosed as a pheochromocytoma. And 5 weeks later, it was taken out, and it was the death and rebirth. And from there on, everything has gone extraordinarily well. And the first of the year, it was, okay, this is my year. It's time to heal. And I got to that conclusion because of working with Sue for almost for over 6 months. And now just simply flying. And a lot of it is, and this is a fact, that I was simply relearning everything that I already knew.
And Nels, I have to tell you something. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I appreciate you, too. But also your career has just blossomed. I mean, your talent and that's a big thing, too. I mean, you're just so talented. Tell Dr. Pat what you do. And
It certainly is. And, you know, I'm making more money. I've got so many clients now. Before, I was, concerned about month to month. Now, I'm, 3 or 4 or 5 months out on everything paid for, which is absolutely extraordinary. And then it just keeps on going. People have waited for me for a year and a half now.
Go ahead, tell me what your talent is. What do you do?
Oh, I work in people's homes. I'm a carpenter.
Your photography.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Well, I'm getting there. Art Wolf has been on me for a couple of years to publish a book. I go out and photograph the national parks during full moon. And last October is the first time I could go on a photo journey, given the surgery and the recovery and everything of this life-changing tumor that I had, which was non-cancerous, where I've got photos of the full moon with Half Dome and El Cap and all that. And when Art Wolf saw him, he was just doing backflips. He just couldn't do it. He couldn't believe it. So I'm putting that all together now, and that will be that is my future. That's my retirement. That's what I will do when my body says to me, no more carpentry. It's time to go out and do more photography.
Oh, boy. That's what I love.
He takes the most beautiful pictures of the moon. I mean,
he
has a way to just find a spot where nobody is there and photograph something, and it's pretty phenomenal.
Wow.
Especially
I'm so
photograph
happy.
Well, thank you, dear, and thank you, Pat, for introducing me and others to Sue. And Sue, thank you so much for everything. And we'll probably be talking later this afternoon.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you so much. Man, I love it. Thanks, Nels. Wow. I love this. I love, Sue, that you and I set out on a mission. And that mission, in a different way, right? But mine was to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. And I dialed the wrong number 16 years ago, and here we are. Your mission was broader than that, and here you are. But let's not stop here. Let's go to the phones. Betty, I think we have, I think Susie, right?
Susie from Shoreline. Welcome to the Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi there.
Hey, how's your
Yeah, I was just, oh, it's beautiful today.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, yeah?
Yes, lovely. I was wondering about who my angels are.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So you have Gabriel, who's the angel of communication, arts, and invention. And then you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And your money angel is Timothy, angel of good fortune. Timothy's been pretty active today.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of changes going on in my life. I was wondering, how do you hear the angels? I mean,
How do you hear them? Well, you probably have been hearing them. You're just not sure it's the angels. It comes in a quick answer, or it comes in a quick message. You get a good feeling with it. An angel message always has a good feeling. You might consider it an intuition or an aha, you know, like, oh, where'd that come from, and stuff like that. Or you can talk to your angels, ask them yes or no questions, and wait and learn how to practice so that they, you know, angels, do you love me? And you'll hear an answer, and you'll hear it quickly. And angels, are you there for me? So practice yes and no questions for a while, and then you can expand it, and you'll get a bigger answer, a longer answer.
Okay. No, I have felt like I was receiving answers about things sometimes while I was thinking about it, or sometimes just, you know, something that was going on in my life.
I get the sense you're already listening to your angels, and you're always already getting their messages. Just trust it. Trust that if you're addressing them, they're answering you.
Okay, very good.
Okay, good.
Can I ask you a question? I have a question for you. Do you have another question? Is there something else that you have a question about?
Well, that's interesting you said that.
I know.
I have a family member who is struggling, and I was just wondering how I could help them.
Yep.
Male, female, give me an age.
Male, 42.
Okay, so this is what the angels are saying. Ask them to send blessings to the situation. Angels, send blessing to the situation with, and then give the name, and their good health, or their welfare. Mm-hmm. So that's the way you can help someone else. You can send them blessings. Blessings are really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so ask my angels to send him blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Right. This is something that's been happening for a bit, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
A few years.
Yep, a couple years.
I don't, you know, I can't talk to him about this kind of stuff. He wouldn't be receptive.
Nope.
So.
But you don't have to say it to him. Just say it to the angels.
Yep.
Okay, I will do that.
Yep. Have you tried, you tried to get him some help before?
Yeah. A little bit. He, you know, it's something he really needs to do.
No, I know.
Himself. I mean, I understand that whole issue. So, you know, I'm always there for encouragement and, you know, non-judgmental type stuff. So he can deal with, have somebody he can talk to if he wants to. So.
Yep. So, so I'm not going to talk about it on air with you, but can I just ask you to think about one thing?
Okay.
Okay. What is your line in the sand item? So let me tell you what I mean, because it's super important. So I don't know if you heard my show before. I don't know if you know that I've talked about my family, and I've talked about the fact that I had a mom that committed suicide, right? Drugs, alcohol, because that's what they did to women. I have an entire history of family alcohol, drugs, and a number of years ago, both my sisters passed away as a result from drugs, directly and indirectly. And so I had to come up with what my line in the sand was with my family, right? You know, what was going to be the line that I drew in the sand where I said, I love you, but, now I didn't say it to them, but to myself, I love you, and realized that I was powerless, you see?
Right.
And I'm not saying that's what's going on for you, but get clear about the line between support, enabling, right? That thing.
Sure.
Okie doke.
Right.
That's all. I'm not saying
so
you're doing
you
it.
So when you said you realized you were powerless to make them change.
Oh, my God. I with my family, Lord have mercy. I realized that early on with all my sisters and my brother, for sure. But I wasn't smart enough not to keep trying, right? So that was my dilemma. It was, I know you're not going to do this. I know you're not going to do that. I know you're not going to do this. I know you're not going to do that. But at some point, the light bulb went on where I totally surrendered to the fact that my business is to be me and I couldn't do anymore. The only thing I could do was love and understand what that meant. And so you're probably going to get to that point.
Yeah, I feel like I'm there now.
Okay. I was just going to say, you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I want to tell everybody around that this person what to do because I think they're all not there. But, you know, I can't make them do anything either.
Not at all. They're no.
I mean,
honestly,
I'm just going to set an example.
Yeah.
And yep. That's about it.
That is it. The best thing any of us can do is to be who we are. And, you know, as painful as that is, to let the people be the people. And I got to tell you, my heart goes out for you because it is hard to watch, especially if we're watching people do harm to themselves. And and I know how hard that is for you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that to you because I know what it's like to cross a line with family to the point where you step outside and you say some things that nobody wants to hear. And let me put the caveat on it. There have been a couple of times in my life I had to do it because I knew that the danger of the person's life was at stake. I mean, I called 911 on a relative.
Right.
And that's something that, because of my work, you know, that I've done in addiction and recovery, that's something I don't even think twice about. Anytime anybody says something to me about what their intentions are, if it's to do harm, there's an action. So I just wanted you to know that I'm just picking up a little something on that for you.
Well, thank you. And you were right on. I am far away from this person now. So, I don't have, you know, contact all the time. So I can't know what's up.
Yep.
But you know, I do feel I have gotten to the point where I understand what I need to do.
Which I'm going to send some blessings your way, too. I'm opening up
your
portal of blessings from the heavens because you need that.
And exactly. So, you really do.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think you're perfect. You're good to go. And we're going to send a lot of good energy your way. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love our listeners, right?
Oh, I do, too. They're wonderful.
I know. They're just like the most amazing. Most amazing. So, Sue, I want to just come back around and talk with you in a little bit about this idea of celebrating the angels, because we started the show with that. And I got to tell you, sometimes it seems immensely difficult to remember that, right? I have a friend whose family was born in Iran, right? And the fact that it's not a country, right, that, you know, we look at and we think about that it actually has citizens in it. You know what I mean? Like people that are not part of their government, but human beings. And you know, she was talking about how absolutely petrified everybody there at the citizen level was about what was about to happen. And I think that that's one example. First of all, that is an example of this Mercury going into retrograde and the energy around these planets that are conjunct and fighting with each other. But more importantly, we've got to remember your message. See, all of this stuff in the end, we've got to remember the blessings from the angels. So I'd like you to talk about that and what we can do to spread that globally.
Absolutely. So the angels, you can celebrate with them. You can send them. You can take an angel from the angel first aid books, or if you've heard one on the air that you like, take an angel and send them along and just ask them to watch over the world. You know, we have Pamela, who's the angel of the environment, and we have William, who's the angel of peace. And those angels can travel the earth. They can go around the world and help. So it's, don't ever feel helpless. Don't ever feel like you can't do something. Just look up the angel and delegate. Give them the job. Take care of this for me. Send blessings that way. And definitely celebrate. Celebrate that they're with you, that they're here with you. And this is a time of year. I just feel like everything is coming together for celebration.
It is coming together. And that's really what I love about this energy. Whenever people hear, Sue, things like Mercury in retrograde goes, and then they hear the astrology stuff around it, right? And then they hear this, that they, you know, they talk about what this means, Mars square Uranus, you know, and they look at some Mercury opposite Pluto, and they look at all of this, right? And the Jupiter in retrograde. Our lives do not stop, but understanding the energy around us, but more importantly, what you just said, and that is, it doesn't matter what any of that is all about, we can create our own party, can't we, with
and
the
we
angels.
Can help. We can send an angel to help.
Yeah. Yep, so I think that's
don't
true.
Don't feel desperate. Don't feel scared. Call on your angels. Honest to God, that is the best thing to do. Calm yourself down. Find the angel you want. Call on that. If you can't find that angel, call on the angels altogether. Angels, help me. Help the world. Help the earth. Help the planet. There they go.
Help me. Help me help you. Sue, one last thing. I know we have a minute left. Special offer. Can you repeat it again?
Sure. Okay, so the special offer, I call it the Dr. Pat Special, is you pay for 1 half hour, and the second half hour is at no charge. So you're actually getting an hour for the price of one half, and it's, I don't know what you call it, half price sale, or it's just the Dr. Pat Special. That's the way I refer to it.
I think you always call them the Dr. Pat Special.
Yep. That's what I call it, yeah.
Yeah, I actually call some things I do that, but certainly, it's certainly not the way you do. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, give out your website one more time.
Sure, theangellady.net, www.theangellady.net. There you go.
All right, Benny, thank you so much for pushing all the buttons today. I want to thank Sue for joining us. I want to thank all of our listeners. Man, you are like the best listeners on the planet. All of you inspire me to be better at what I do and who I am. So thank you for all of that. For more information about me, go to transformationtalkradio.com. And pretty soon my website will be up. But you know, I got to get some help from the angels. All right, everybody. See you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.